prompt you and turn with us to Matthew chapter number 15. Matthew chapter number 15. In Matthew chapter 15, we'll go down to first reading on. First reading on. Matthew chapter 15, in verse 29. And Jesus departed from there and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw them come to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. That is the portion of Scripture that the Lord has placed on my heart for our thinking today. Jesus was made a statement that he always did those things that please the Father. When Jesus said that, that meant that every step, every act, and every word was in accordance with the Father's will. Even when the things that he did seemed to no doubt seem strange and unusual to his followers, there was a purpose behind it all. Jesus had their meant the area of Israel, that Jerusalem and that part of the country, and in verse 21 of this chapter, he had gone to the area of Tyre and Sidon. That was a predominantly Gentile area of the land. No doubt the disciples wondered why Jesus would go to such an area, but he had a purpose in it. There was, among other things, there was a mother that had a sick daughter, and she found out Jesus was there. She came and besought the Lord to heal her. Then Jesus healed. But as that ends in verse 28, we come to verse 29. It says that Jesus departed from thence, or we could say from Tyre and Sidon, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. The text tells us that when Jesus left Tyre and Sidon, he went back along the coast of the Sea of Galilee. Well, that sounds rather simple. And that sounds rather plain. But Mark chapter 7 fills in a little more detail. Mark says, and again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of the Decapolis. Bart added the phrase through the midst of the coast of the Decapolis. Preacher, is that important? I believe it is. I believe it is essential to realize what our Lord was doing. Jesus took a roundabout way to go from Tyre and Sidon to the Sea of Galilee. Somebody probably had it like this. It would be like us going from here to Charlotte by way of Winston-Salem. It is a roundabout the way. Instead of going straight to the Sea of Galilee, Jesus went across and down and then back up to the Sea of Galilee. What was the purpose in all of that? I believe Jesus desired that time to be with his disciples, to teach him, prepare him for what was to come. I said all that to say here. Sometimes we wonder why God leads us in strange or unusual ways. Sometimes we say, God, I seem to be just wandering around. God, it just seems like I'm getting nowhere. But if you're following the Lord, he has a purpose and he has a reason in it all. Do you realize the Lord could have called in countless other places, but he went up from Tyre and Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee, through the area of the Decapolis. That was another strong Gentile section of the land. But Jesus had a reason to pass by that way. I want to preach if I can. Yes. For just a little while, all when Jesus passes by. When Jesus passes by. I want to look at, first of all, what he tells us in verse 30 about the concerns that brought these people to Jesus. Bible said that he sat down there on the mountain and great multitudes came unto him, having with him those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, but then the others said, cast them down at Jesus' feet. When Jesus got there, I don't know exactly all the reason why initially he sat on the mountain. Some said possibly to rest. But I want those the hearts and the needs of people. And so, while he's there, they start bringing all kinds of people there to Jesus. And the Bible says, and they cast them down at his feet. On the surface, that sounds a little wrong. On the surface, it sounds like they just dropped him and threw him down at his feet. But that isn't the idea. The idea is that they with haste put him at the feet of Jesus. They have a desperate need today. And out of their desperation, they brought him with haste and laid him at the feet of Jesus. Can I just pause a minute? They're still a good place to take your problems and to lay them at the feet of Jesus. I divided up when Mary and Martha found out Jesus had finally gone to Bethany. It was Mary shamed and bowed at his feet and said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. I would have seen you in your highest worthy at the feet of Jesus. Is a good place to be. But these things wrong. These were impossible situations. These were people that have problems bigger than they can handle. Situations larger than they were able to deal with. I want to know this thing. Bible said, and they brought unto him those that were lame. They were lame. In the sense that they were crippled, possibly having fallen into sin, possibly they had done well, possibly.
words of Isaiah was, that days past, possibly it seems that somewhere they had an injury. Possibly they had stepped somewhere they shouldn't have stepped. Possibly they tripped up, and somehow it has caused a lameness in their life. Preacher, how is that the world applied to us? There are people that once walked close to the Lord. There are people that they have been faithful serving God. Somewhere they missed a step. Somewhere they stepped into a worldly pothole. And they fell into some sin. They knew better. They knew they ought to do certain things that they did. And it had caused a spiritual lameness in their life. That the damage was done. But you know what? I am so thankful you still get it into the hands of Jesus. And talk about it as Adam was reaching. What in your life has been like shoulder? What in your life has fallen into sin? Having your eyes have gone the wrong way. Having your eyes have missed a step. The damage was done. But yet we found a place at the feet of Jesus and began to weep and cry and say, Lord, I missed it. I failed you. I should have been more careful. But I sinned, and oh, I need you to forgive me and restore me to strength again. I guarantee you, if you've been saved long, you've prayed a similar prayer at the feet of Jesus. It says that there were lame that came that day. And then it said, blind. Simply put, those who can't see. These people that didn't have sight. But he realized that physical blindness in the Bible often there's a picture of spiritual blindness. Somewhere in the area of Decapolis, this blind man, maybe more than one, seems to indicate that they can hear the commotion. They can sense the excitement. They didn't know what it's all about. Somebody no doubt would come by and they would say, what's going on? They'd say, there's a man named Jesus. He has come by and he's healing folk. Then they would, somebody lead him up to know where Jesus was, to have their side of the storm. Oh, listen, I think about it. There may be somebody that you know today, maybe a friend, a co-worker, a family member, that there was spiritually. It may be that you're the one that can tell them and lead them to where Jesus is. There may even be somebody here today that you have heard others talk about him. Maybe you've heard them talk about what it's like. Have your sins forgiven. Let your life cleansed. But you've never seen him for yourself. Thank God that Jesus still passes by to open blinded eyes. Then he went on. And it said, dumb. I know today we often use that word dumb and in talking about somebody's intellect. But that isn't the idea at all. That word dumb actually indicates both hearing and speech. When the Bible talks about somebody being dumb, it was describing that they were deaf and they couldn't talk. These individuals, no doubt, thought the Bible that they heard important. I know what it is. I know what it is to deal with a speech problem. I know what it is that in days when my voice is so bad that I just don't want to talk to anybody. I can be around Alice and I'm trying to tell her something and I can't get it out and I get frustrated. And I just quit trying. She'd say, don't get frustrated. Take your time. Get it out. But these were people, they couldn't talk. And they couldn't even hear. That were brought unto Jesus. They could see. They could hear what was said, or they couldn't speak a word. All they know, they may have been otherwise healthy. No doubt they felt themselves worthless. The enemy often tells you that. At times the enemy will say, you know, you never amount to anything. God can't use anybody like you. Think about your past. Think about your failures, your shortcomings. God never used anybody like you. Sometimes silently we struggle so in our heart and we think, I just don't know what to tell the Lord. I don't know what to say. In a sense, we're done. We just can't get anything out. But aren't you glad he knows the heart? Aren't you glad that he knows, even though we maybe can't say what we want to say or feel like we're so limited? Thank God He knows our heart. There may be some right here today that are facing battles that you don't know how to put into words. Maybe you're struggling with guilt or defeat. Maybe you feel bound up. Maybe the wounds of your heart are such that you just can't get out of your mouth how you feel in your heart. But thank God, I'm glad there's one that knows the heart. I'm glad that even though we don't know what to say or do, we can bow at His feet. And He sees our tears. And He knows our heart. Then He said, and then there was a man. They were maimed of those who had an arm or a leg. They limped at His head. Hurt somewhere in life. Possibly they'd been injured by somebody else. Their carelessness. You know, I believe there are no doubt people that sit on our church pews that are bearing the scars of an injury caused by somebody else. I believe their wives that have been hurt because of a husband. Their husbands that have been hurt because of a wife. Their children bearing the scars of mom and dad. Their moms and dads bearing the scars of children. And their wounds that are deep in the heart. Oh, aren't you glad you can bring them into the feet of Jesus? Aren't you glad you can carry those wounds, those hurts? When you feel maimed and lost, to the feet of Jesus. But then the scripture said, and many others, it seems to indicate that there were needs too many to tell. On a day that may fit all of us. It may be you're sitting here and you say, well, I'm not. I don't see myself spiritually in one of those categories, but boy, I sure have some things in my heart that hurt. And I ache. And I struggle. Maybe you're one of the many others. Do you know what I believe the scripture is trying to tell us? That no matter who you are and no matter what you're dealing with, you can come to Jesus' feet and find help for your life and your heart. I'm glad there is help at the feet of Jesus. Let me give you just enough one. I'm not going to get all I had in mind. But I want you to see the compassion they found in Jesus. Says in verse 30, And he healed them. Simple words. And he healed them. All they did was just come to him, bow his feet. And he healed them. Sometimes we try to make people think they're going to jump through hoops and they're going to do this and do that when Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come to me when you're beat down in life. Come to me when you're discouraged about life. Come to me when you're overwhelmed with hurt. Come to me when you're overwhelmed by the problems that you seem to face day after day after day. Come and lay them at my feet. It says that he healed them. I don't find where Jesus asked questions of them. I don't find where he looked at him and said, I don't know if you measure up or not. I don't find where he looked and he said, what's your background? What's your history? Tell me something about how you were brought here. I don't find he said any of that. Jesus saw the hurts of their heart and he healed them. Preacher, what are you saying today? I'm saying he knows our needs. Jesus knew where these were. He realized he could have gone to Capernaum. Jesus could have gone to Jerusalem. Jesus could have gone to Nazareth. He could have gone to Bethlehem. But he passed by where they were. And he sat down on the mountain. And they brought all these to Jesus and put them at his feet and he healed them all. I'm glad that he passed by my way today. I'm glad that he's passing by St. John's Baptist Church today. I'm glad he passed by the way one day years ago at Poplar Springs and saved me as a little boy. I'm glad he's passed by me many a time when I couldn't do nothing but weep at his feet. And he heard me cry. And he healed my heart. I don't know where you are today. I don't know. Maybe you're one of those many others. Preacher, you didn't touch on what I'm dealing with and what I'm going through. Maybe you're just one of those many others that he's passed by your way today with a desire to meet your needs and work in your heart and in your life. Maybe there's a failure you need to just lay at his feet. Maybe there's a burden you need to lay at his feet. Maybe there's somebody that means so much to you that is blind spiritually that you need to lay at his feet. Maybe there is a need that you're dealing with outside these walls of situation that you need to just bring and lay at his feet. Preacher, you think he cares? I know he does. Because he cares for you, he cares for me. And he'll take the needs of my heart. We'll bring them to him. Brother David, will you get us a song? Ladies, if you'll come to the instruments. The Lord knows the need of your heart today. He knows the burden that you're carrying. He knows the desire of your heart. Maybe you're dealing with something that seems like all you can do is cry. He understands those tears. And he cares about your heart today. While we stand, while we sing, he speaks to your heart. Would you come? Let him help you today.